We'll do it live. Okay. Fucking thing. No. We'll do it live. Right. Fuck it.
This is the Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Call the show now at 623-242-CAST. That's 623-242-2278. Now shut up, sit down, and listen to the damn show.
Everybody, it's the Gabcast. Welcome to the show. This evening, a beautiful Tuesday evening. I'm Eddie Dean. We've got Jazzmunda, B-Dub, and very special guest host, Pony Boy Sunset.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome, Pony Boy.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Gabcast.
If you guys would like to be part of the show tonight, you can give us a call at 623-242-2278. Again, that's 623-242-CAST. Back to the Gabcast. We've been off for 2 weeks, or yeah. I guess a week.
What's been happening?
I don't know. I haven't been around. I've been too busy. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, there was a blood moon, super blood moon.
That was pretty incredible. Did you guys actually see that?
I was not able to see it.
But it turns out that you can't really see the moon during the daytime, and.
So, oh, that is unfortunate.
I missed out.
What about you, Pony Boy? Did you see it?
I did not. I probably could have, but I work in a very early hour, so I was in bed.
Well, yeah. I saw an earlier. There were like four blood moons this year, so I saw one earlier.
Yeah, they were.
I think I saw one. I was heading off to work at like some ridiculously early hour, and it was like as I was driving to the west, the sky was like perfectly clear. And there's the moon, big as hell, and dark and red, and just hanging there in the sky. It was pretty ominous.
It is. I mean, I think I posted this on BellGab, is, you know, you can see pictures of it or video of it, but it doesn't really do it justice unless you're standing there in the night sky and watching the moon disappear and then turn, you know, like this amber reddish, you know, and it's just, it looks so... I don't know, extraterrestrial, I guess. It is
freaky. It is. Alien and demonic, and like it's just going to come for you and eat your face off.
Yeah, it's spooky. It's really spooky. Same thing that kind of happens when there's a solar eclipse, you know, where the moon shadow or the moon goes in front of the sun. And, you know, everything just seems weird because, you know, we're not used to, you know, that type of light. And I don't know. It's just, it's a strange experience, so... Do you know? You guys know if there's going to be another blood moon anytime soon, or is it going to be? I think it's going to be several years.
Yeah, I think 2033 or something like that.
Wow!
Oh Jesus, Pony Boy, you missed out.
Well, so. You know, and it's really sad too, considering I'm writing vampire novels. I wasn't outside for the blood moon.
You could write that into it.
That's research. You gotta do your research.
Yeah,
though.
I saw one earlier though this year too. Isn't that what you were talking about, B-Dub?
Over it. Is that what you're saying? You're over it.
I'm saying that my day job is interfering with my blood mooning.
Your blood mooning.
Blood mooning sort of sounds like some type of secret code word for a period.
Yeah, monthly flow.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not what I meant, but nice job, Jay.
Yep, there's no question about it.
We devolve early into... on the Gabcast.
Yes.
We devolve. Let's just keep it simple.
And that's what the Gabcast is all about, you know, grossing everybody out. It's also about speaking about BellGab.com, you know. That's kind of how we've all come together, is we're all members of BellGab, and BellGab is an Art Bell fan forum. And I noticed that...
We are internet misfits.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Internet
shut-ins and weirdos. Yep.
I fit all those descriptions. No, you didn't ruin it. I'm in a basement. Can we add that to the mix, too?
Wait, so you're a bell gabber that actually lives in the basement.
This is very true. Yes, I do.
So George Norrie was correct about you.
He absolutely was.
Do you eat rats?
I haven't had to stoop to that level yet.
Is something afoot here?
Indeed, George, there is something afoot. You know, I noticed that Art... Well, he made his big announcement. I don't think we've been on the air since that big announcement was made. last Monday, I believe, and he's ramping up the promo machine, and he announced that he is enabling an XDS satellite feed starting October 1st, so any AM or FM terrestrial radio station can simply flip a switch and carry Midnight in the Desert. And I guess you have to, you can't just put Midnight in the Desert on an AM or FM station without notifying Art or Keith first. Is that correct? I mean, people just can't flip a switch.
Yeah, I think they have to sign some type of an agreement with them. But also with that, I think they get first dibs on, so if they do an agreement with Art, then they get exclusive rights in their market.
If they do an agreement?
Yeah, if they do sign an agreement, then they get exclusivity or whatever in their market. So,
well, I have a clip here, and Art will explain that. Well, maybe not that part of it, but he will explain the XDS for himself.
Beginning tonight, we are experimentally...
Oh, and it just... I clicked on it twice, and it faded away, so here it is again.
Beginning tonight, we are experimentally on XDS. Now, what does that mean? XDS is... It's three letters only. XDS means that we are now sitting inside the satellite receivers of about 4,000 stations nationwide. And by the way, it's open. So all you have to do is flip it on if you're out there in radio world and let us know you put us on. Actually, you have to let us know. But it is open. Now, the favor I'm going to ask of all of you... is, this is still unofficial, tomorrow night it'll be official, please call your local radio station, ask if possible for the manager or the PD, program director, and request Art Bell's Midnight in the Desert. I say unabashedly that we have better content, more content, fewer commercials, six max an hour, no infomercials, a self-contained paranormal newscast, and we can provide ratings that will knock your socks off. And stations come on a first-come, first-served basis. So it's going to get a little hectic for a while. But if you would all pick up the phone sometime tomorrow and call the manager and request the show, that would be great because, baby, here we come.
Baby, here they come. So he's really ramping up this whole...
Us.
Sorry, I had your channel muted. What did you say?
Save us! Mute my channel? Dude, it's not
we
cool.
Do that every time you stop talking.
Wow, so you can totally get censored.
That's right, I'm censoring everybody. So Art is ramping up this, the promo machine. You know, he's asking listeners to call in to their local radio stations and, to carry Midnight in the Desert. You know, I sense a certain amount of maybe impatience from Art trying to grow this thing, or maybe he's just being competitive, or maybe this is the smart move for him to do an XDS satellite feed for, to 4,000 different stations. What do you guys think?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. So when I talked to Rally about this on Friday, because of course I had to harass her, she has two stations, okay? She said they can't carry it because whatever she needs some type of special receiver to do it.
Yes.
And she said you have to have enough programming by this specific person to get one of those for free. Otherwise, it's not worth the investment for her.
Hmm.
If I'm understanding what she said correctly.
Well, that makes sense. You have to buy equipment to be able to uplink to the satellite to be able to even get the signal.
So, yeah, I mean, that's how she explained it to me, that it had... She wasn't sure, though. There were two different types. I mean, Rally's all into this technical stuff, and I'm sitting here just going, can you just put the show on your stations? I don't know the tech side of it, but she does, because she does all her own stuff. But she was asking me if it was delivered satellite or IP, I think that's... Or is that the same thing?
IP would be over the internet. Satellite would be exactly what Art's doing. Yeah. And this is from a person that really knows nothing about XDS satellite or broadcasting in general. So, I mean, that's just what I'm guessing. But, he's pushing the show out to anybody and everybody who wants it. And, and it's starting October 1st, which is this week. So it'll be interesting to see, which stations pick him up, and he'll be taking back the night again. You guys have any comments about that?
Well, do you want to step back like one minute? And before the announcement, do you remember he left us sort of hanging for the entire weekend with, you know, I've got something big, a big announcement. And I think the kicker was that some people won't be happy with it. So many people were sort of thinking, what's happening here? Is Art going to quit again? And we almost went back to that, the days of Sirius. What did you think was going to happen? And do you think what actually did happen was worthy of hype?
No, I think it was kind of a letdown because he phrased it in a way that made it sound like people from Belgab were going to be angry or his fans were going to be angry. But, I mean, I don't know who else would be angry except for his competitors, you know? So to me, it was a slight letdown because I thought the announcement was going to be something that the fans could really latch onto, which I guess they kind of are latching onto.
They did latch onto it. I don't know if you noticed that, but he doesn't have to really do anything. He just has to say he's going to do something, and then people lose their friggin' juice box over it. They just go nuts.
What is a juice box?
Well, you know, juice boxes, that's the thing, that, you know, the box of juice they put in your lunch.
I know I'd be very angry if I lost my juice box.
Yes. But so anyway, people just get mental. All he has to do is say something's going to happen and people start speculating. Next thing you know, everyone on Belgab is foaming at the mouth. And then it turns out it's really nothing to get upset about.
To be fair, it doesn't take much to get the... our crowd foaming.
No, it doesn't.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? Yeah, but anyway. And honestly, I don't understand why anybody would have been upset by that news. So Art's a little bit of a sadist. He likes to wind people up and then see him do dumb shit.
Well, he really did wind a lot of people up. I mean, there was, like Jazz said, there was a lot of speculation on Belgab, and people were... thinking that he was going to quit again. You know, of course, that's always going to hang over Art's head. Yeah.
Like Art is going to go to all the expense and trouble of putting this thing together, get everything in place, and then just be like, fuck this.
Yeah, I never thought that was going
to
happen.
That's not going to happen. He would have to be, that's not going to happen.
Well, and I don't think he would announce it that way either. You know, I don't think that he would tease it. Would he? I guess he did tease it when he did SiriusXM.
Well,
that's
exactly what happened last time. I mean, do you remember last time when he said he's all in? That whole weekend, we all thought that it was going to be something good. We were speculating. We did. We were speculating.
Yeah, I know.
That he's going five nights a week. He's going to get an extra hour. He's going to have his whole archive. He's going to have a 24/7 channel to himself. That's what we were thinking.
He's going to start his own theme park.
Yeah, but I think Art really believed that it was going to be a positive. I think Art thought or believed that he had the upper hand and that Sirius was going to capitulate and give him what he wanted, which was free streaming until they could fix the streaming issues.
Yeah.
So I think Art was as surprised as everybody else was that he left or that Sirius didn't give him what he wanted.
But I think because of that, I think any time Art has an announcement to make, that's our default position. Once bitten, twice shy.
What do you think, Pony Boy?
Regarding Art and that whole thing? Well, I was reading the chat room, and somebody was talking about his wire being pulled and whether or not it was Premrat. I think it was Casey who said that.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jazz. You want to set that up?
Well, it seems Art's one of the wires... feeding the internet into his main house, but into his studio, had been something had happened to it. And according to Art, the something that did happen to it isn't something that would probably occur naturally. So was it sabotage?
So Art was off the air unexpectedly. Was it last week, last Thursday or last Wednesday? He all of a sudden he played a replay. Right? And everybody's like, what's going on? And I think through Facebook, Art said, well, we're having internet issues, and so we're doing a replay.
I think half an hour before the show or an hour before the show, he lost internet. And he did apparently he didn't lose it into his main house. He has a studio which is in a guest house, sort of off his main house. And I believe the internet going into there was what was cut.
Yeah, he had said, though, I want to say, what show did I listen to today? I'm getting caught up. I have lots of time to kill at work. I want to say it was the Open Line show from Friday, but I could be mistaken. And he was talking about where it was not natural what happened with the wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't from heat, like, you know, desert heat and desert cold. It was nothing to do with that. He said what happened to it seemed quite unnatural.
So did the wire go bad, or was it unplugged somehow? Or
it was a bad crimp, is what he said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So a crimp and what, a Cat 5 cable or something like that?
Yeah.
But it's all insular. Well, it's got in conduit, so it's not.
Maybe a shadow person got to it. Mm-hmm. Huh?
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, my goodness. That's
aliens.
Scary.
Aliens.
An alien shadow person. Chupacabra ate it. Oh, my God.
But he got it worked out, right? And he only lost, what, one night?
Yeah, and then the next night, I believe it was the Hubrids, the alien-human hybrid show. I like that name, Hubrid. I might call one of my next kids Hubrid.
Hubrid?
I think that night he had some problems with the audio as well. There was a lot of buffering type of stuff going on.
There was. It was like that night. Did you guys remember the Area 51 caller? It was doing that. Like, after he came back on the air, it was doing that same kind of burbling thing.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
So did they figure that out? Did they find out what that was? Was it all because of the internet crimping or the cable crimping issue? Or was the Thursday problems with the audio?
I think it was related to that as well. And they've since fixed that up.
All right. Well, that's good.
So Artie's back on the air.
So what are your guys' opinion about Art doing this Blitz number 2 and this satellite thing? Do you guys think that it's a good thing for him, or do you think he's reaching? Do you think he's being competitive? Do you think he's just sick and tired? You know, because in that clip that I played, he said that he's not going to do infomercials, you know, and that was a dig at Nori and Coast to Coast because they're – they do a lot of infomercial shows, you know,
and
quackery.
Not just that, I think he just doesn't want to add. He's sort of saying, I'm not going to add more commercial content. This is the product. This is what it is. Take it or leave it. You have it in this way or you don't have it.
See, I think he almost has to add a commercial or two, you know, maybe a minute or so at some point.
Why does he have to do that?
He
won't get the... It's not even stay liquid. Maybe he's happy with it, but the stations that want to take him, they want commercials.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean...
Well, you know what? They can always preempt parts of the show with something, although that would probably piss him off.
Yeah, but you know what? It's all about live. If you're listening, you want to sort of... If you're going to listen live, you want to be listening live, so you can either call in or, you know, I don't know. I guess in this day and age with people listening to podcasts, I don't think it does it matter if it's not live.
Listen live. Not ever. I can't. So
does that change the way you change anything for you, not listening live to something?
Yeah. I mean, so you basically put PBS, you're perfectly fine like never calling in.
You know, this is going to sound ridiculous. Here I am doing a radio show with you. I call Raleigh on Friday. I don't know. It would terrify me to call Art. I know that's ridiculous.
Oh, that sounds ridiculous.
It does. It's silly. No, you know, it's not that I wouldn't call. It's just that it doesn't work with my schedule. I mean, I could stay up Friday night and listen, and I've caught parts of it.
Clearly, your priorities are really out of whack.
Oh, right. Clearly, I didn't take days off of work.
We need to talk about this.
You know, so
this is an intervention.
Oh, is that what's going on here? You guys have brought me in to talk to me.
We're concerned that you're not getting enough Art Bell in your diet, in your media diet.
I'm going to seriously try to work it. But no, it hasn't affected me. I love the podcast because I listen in my car. You know, I listen at work. I personally love that flexibility. Whereas back in the day, I would have had to have recorded it on cassettes. Not that I ever did that. But, you know, there's no way to take it with you in the same way if you worked a day job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I have called the show and I've gotten on the air, and that was a lot of fun. But
You with the twin inside of you, right?
Yeah, the phantom twin or whatever.
Conjoined twin.
On the lot. That's right.
Yeah, on the, what was that? Truth or Trash?
Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash, yep.
So, but anyway, and that was fun. But it's not like every night is like that where you can just call in willy-nilly, you know? But
that's how I like to call in is when I call in willy-nilly.
Oh, you're just so, you're such a card, you.
Have all of you called but me?
I haven't called Midnight in the Desert, but I did call Dark Matter one time.
Really?
You're missing out. This is why we're concerned about you.
All right, well, I'm going to have to do it now. I'm going to have to call into Art. I'm going to have to stay up Friday night if he does open lines and call in. I do have a UFO story. I've got some ghost stories.
You have a UFO story?
Yeah, you haven't heard this? I don't want to derail the show.
No, I haven't heard this.
Is that okay with the rest of you?
I don't know.
No.
Eddie, let's take a vote.
No UFO stories on the Gabcast.
No, go ahead. We'd love to hear it.
The rules.
Okay, when I was 17, I was coming back from music lessons with a friend of mine.
Band camp?
There's a joke there, and yes, I do play the flute. I know where you guys are going. I was trying not to go there, but yeah, I know how you guys are. Anyway, we were not doing such fun things, I assure you. We were practicing for Solo and Ensemble Festival, which does not sound any better.
Yeah, you're kind of digging a hole here.
Yeah. So we're on the way back, and we notice this green light in the sky, and it's fairly high up. And I'm making jokes about it because I was into UFOs even in high school. And I'm like, oh, look at that. It's bright green. Like, we're talking stoplight green. I had to drop a book off at the library. This thing literally followed us from my music teacher's house to the library. It waited for us. It followed us all the way back to my parents. And this is about a 5-mile radius, which seems like huge when you're in high school and you're driving. It's like, oh, my God, I'm so far from home. Anyway, we were starting to get freaked out because we didn't want to get out of the car. Because, I mean, it started, we couldn't see the shape of any ship. It was dark, literally bright neon green.
Like, this do you know how close it was to the vehicle? Was it like right on top of the vehicle or right above it? Or
I would say, oh God, way up. Like, it just was weird that it still followed us. I'm trying to gauge like feet.
Like thousands of feet?
Yeah, I would say a couple thousand feet easily. Okay. But still following us, you know, still keeping, like you would imagine, have you ever seen like a traffic helicopter?
Yeah.
Like that kind of distance. We couldn't make out a shape. We thought it was weird because usually you don't see bright fluorescent green lights on anything. You might see a red and a green, but you don't usually see the green on its own. It gets weirder. So we get to my parents' house and we're afraid to get out of the car. And my dad's standing on the porch looking at us like we're nuts. You know, like, why aren't you guys getting out of the car? And we're trying, you know, trying to motion to him, but he doesn't see it. Well, when we finally get out of the car, I'm not kidding you, the thing splits in two and goes in two opposite directions.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Yeah, it was very scary. It never really got a whole lot lower, but the fact that it split into two separate things, and we were freaking out hysterically, you know, 16, 17-year-old girls, you know. And my dad is, it gets better, you guys don't even know what you got with me. My dad's retired DOD, and at that time he still was active. Department of Defense.
Okay.
Nice.
So he called a buddy to see if anything was in the area because where I live, where my parents live, there's like a base and everything. So his friend.
Where do they live?
My parents live in, I can tell, I don't care. My parents live in Warren, Michigan. And at that time, there was a place called TACOM that was still active.
TACOM?
TACOM. TACOM. Yep.
Okay.
And he like drove tanks and loaded tanks for years and then he got bumped up the chain. My dad's an interesting guy that way. So he called a friend to see if there was anything on radar, and there wasn't. There was nothing. So we don't know what it was. I'm still in contact with my friend who saw it. She saw it with me. You know, both of us saw it. So, and there's been other similar sightings like that in Michigan. Same kind of green light.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of thing. So I can't explain that. I'd love to tell you that I saw an airplane, but I really don't think I did.
Any sound or did the green light, was it spotlighted or is it just kind of a glowing green?
Kind of like a glowing green, no sound. There was no sound the whole time.
Now, could you hear anything say, like, someone talking, maybe someone like, oh, hey, can I borrow $5? I need to get back to Martinez, California.
No, thank God the aliens did not project Falky into my brain. No, okay. But you know, it's really bizarre. And I haven't, this is going to sound crazy, I've never talked about this. I've been terrified of aliens since I was a kid. And that freaks me out because that's when they're like, well, if you're really afraid of it, maybe something happened to you.
Well, you know, John Lear says if you've seen a UFO, then you've been on it. So congratulations, you've been abducted.
It wouldn't and surprise.
Intro.
That would explain so much.
Yeah.
It really would. It would explain a whole lot about me. I have negative blood, too. I mean, you guys really want to go down this road?
You're a hybrid.
I'm a hybrid. Isn't that what?
Mm-hmm. You're a hybrid. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you on the Gabcast. I feel like we're in the presence of intergalactic royalty.
Well, it's an honor to be here, sir. I'm going to try to be the ambassador for our species to the human race. I'm not sure why they picked me, but I never heard that about John Lear, B-Dub. That kind of freaks me out.
Are you missing any time? Can you account for, you know, the entire time that you guys were driving around?
Yeah, I can. Like, there's no missing time. It was a straight shot. Like, there was nothing weird about it in that sense. I just always have had, since I was a kid, a fear of it. It's very strange. Like, I won't go see movies with those gray. They freak me out. I mean, like, we went to go see the movie Signs when I was, I think that's my 20s, with Mel Gibson. Scared the living daylights out of me. It's just that kind of a thing. I don't want to mess with doing any regression because, one, you don't know what somebody's doing with your brain. And, two, I don't know if I want to know, you know?
Yeah, why even go into that if it's not bothering you, you know, other than not watching, you know, alien movies?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I want to try to discount it, but I did the same thing with EVP, and I recently screwed with that, and it's real. I got something. At least I got something. So I'm messing with things in this whole realm. I don't know. I think it's dangerous in some ways.
What did you get when you said
I should have sent it to you guys. Yeah, I went hiking. I went hiking with some friends a couple weekends ago. And we went to this place. You guys can look it up. It's called Mayberry State Park. And it's Maybury.
Was Andy there too?
Andy
and Barney?
Andy!
No, yeah. No. It used to be a sanatorium.
Nice.
And they built a state park on it.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, like, giant state park. So we go, and as a goof, because you know how Art's always saying, I've listened to Art forever, and you know the GIS, right? So he's always saying, if you don't believe it, go get it yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, try it. So I have my iPhone with me. As a goof, I did it. I didn't think I'd get anything. And I didn't with the first session. And then as we're walking along, I recorded our whole conversation. I told my friends I was going to do it. I was with my friend Scott and Kelly. We're like, cool, whatever. I heard something audibly, like heard it, like something talked to me. I heard it. And I don't hear voices. I'm not like, I'm crazy, but I'm not that kind of crazy. I'm not schizophrenic. And I heard it and I couldn't tell what it said. And you'll hear on the tape where it comes in before I hear it and it comes in after, but not where I hear it.
So what did it say?
It said, hey, you.
Was it like a spooky, creepy voice or was it just like a regular sounding voice?
Whisper. Kind of like a hey, you kind of thing. You know, like how they come in with a whisper.
Yeah.
It scared me. So I didn't think I was going to get anything. My friends and I, they dropped me off. I'm at home. I'm listening back to our conversation. And I think this is funny at this point, right? Oh, no, it wasn't funny. I got something that night and it scared the hell out of me. And I'm by myself in the basement. I don't know where my housemate was. She was out somewhere. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
So you didn't listen to it until you were at home by yourself.
Right. Yeah. And then I heard it come in and then I had to bump up the audio so I could hear it. It's questionable what it says because I know there are people that, you know, oh, EVP is not real. I get it, you know. I played it for my friend that night. I sent it to him through Google Drive. He heard it too. We played it again a couple weeks ago through their car stereo. It's clear. And it comes in later too. Like whatever this voice is, it just kept saying, hey, like it wanted me to see it. and
we have to play this right now. Yeah.
Have you, isolated?
Go get your recording right now, and we're going to listen to this puppy.
Have you isolated just that? That part?
Yeah. Hang on.
Because you can send it to Eddie or send it to all of us.
Eddie's the man. He can make George Nori talk and all kinds of stuff.
You can send it through the Skype.
He's a wizard, that Eddie Dean fella.
Because I have sent it to people. I just got to grab it out of my email.
If you can
Eddie,
find
what would
it,
be the easiest way? What would be the easiest way for her to get that to you, Eddie?
And then you can all tell me it's not true and I'll sleep better at night.
She can just upload it on the Skype chat.
Oh, okay.
What was that, Jess?
Well, there you go.
That's what I was trying to suggest while B-Dub was talking over me.
Oh,
I just kidding, B-Dub.
I got to remember where it is on my computer. Talk amongst yourself while I do some tech stuff.
did you guys see that George Nori said that he's willing to accept a White House run?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
I guess he did an interview for, I don't know who the hell it was. It was some website. And
I think it was for Charmin toilet paper. They were looking for something to put on the side of the package.
He's so narcissistic, this guy. He said,
people are fed up. They've had enough. Trust in government has gone out the window. People really need to get back to government where it serves the people. That's not a very good George Nori impression, but I mean, can this be real? This is not frigging real, right?
Yeah, you need to mispronounce more words if you're going to do an impression of George Nori.
All right, I hate to interrupt, guys. Can I send it to you directly out of iTunes, or do I need to dump it in something else?
You're going to have to. Well, I don't know. You have a mixer, right? You have a mixer connected up to your iTunes?
Yeah.
Can you just play it on the stream or through Skype?
Yeah, how would I do that?
Yeah. I think you should
I have an idea.
You can send it to Eddie via Skype.
Yeah, let's try this.
If you drag and drop it into the window, it'll just send.
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna hit Eddie D. This is great riveting radio. I'm so sorry.
Hey man, Art Bell does the same shit. Did you hear that Truth or Trash show where it took him like half an hour to figure out how he was gonna do that?
I did. I was listening to the replay and I'm like, Are you serious with that?
Yeah.
But he was having trouble.
Better than George Nori.
He was having trouble trying to bring in the judges, right?
He was having trouble with Skype, yeah. Skype was not cooperating.
Right.
And even though he was thwarted at every angle by Skype, it was still better than listening to Coast to Coast.
It definitely was.
That's not good.
No.
I mean, it's not good for Nori. It's great for us.
Well, it's why we're all here, really. I mean... most of us are here because we hate George Nori. Some of us are here. I got to Belgab because of the content and the stories, the UFO stuff and, ghosts and things like that.
Does it have to be MP3? Can I send you a wave?
You can send me whatever audio file. Yeah. Either MP3 or wave, not AIF.
Let's see.
You could send him a smoke signal and he'd get it to work.
Oh, it's
that man's a wizard.
It's just going very slowly because my Wi-Fi is connected to you guys. I'm running a 2006 Mac. You know,
it'll take a while, but when I get it, I'll play it. Now, is it the entire clip or is it isolated?
It's isolated. What you'll hear on the first one, you will hear. Let me drag the second one in too. You'll hear it come in if you hear anything at all. You know what I mean? Like it comes in. I'm trying to remember exactly what my friend is talking. And then on the second one, I'm talking and I say, I hear something. And then it comes in. I think that's how it goes. I haven't listened to him in a while. I'm going to level with you. But,
all right, let me see if I can, now, I got him. Let me see if I can play it.
Chunga wasn't involved in this, was he?
Not at all.
Okay. This is a Chunga free sample.
By the way, the only thing I did with this audio before you, are you playing it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Talk to yourself.
Okay. Anyway, the only thing I did with this audio after I got it was I bumped it up. Like I took out the background noise and bumped up what was there. So it's not like I dumped. By the way, it would be really hard to fake what I have. Like, I don't know how people do it. You know, when the voice is super clear, I get how you could fake it. But you'll hear what I'm talking about. Whatever's there, I don't know how someone could fake it. And I mean, I do this stuff. I edit stuff.
There's tons of audio tools and methods, recording methods, where you can fake these things. But I agree that some sound more authentic than others. All right, I think
that's
I have it.
Weird. I just make a little break.
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll hear the talking, and then you'll hear it'll get quiet, and there's a voice. We think it says, hey.
Okay, let me play it again here.
That's weird. I just make a little break.
I'm not hearing it. Are you guys
play the
hearing anything?
One that might be louder.
That's funny. They're all open.
I think I heard something in there. It was like a
Yeah, I heard something quick.
All right, let me play it again.
That's funny. They're all open.
Hmm. And but what do you think that second one's saying?
We think it says, hey, you, really quickly. And that's our...
What?
That's our take on it. And that's still my take. That's still what I think. There's definitely something there. We could dispute what it says, but it's not any of the three of us talking. And it's not me breathing, because if you listen to the rest of what I have, it's all like, it's just not what my breathing sounds like. And it doesn't even sound like it belongs there.
It does sound kind of foreign. Let me play it one more time here and see if I can hear it.
That's funny. They're all open.
So you're saying the sound is right after you? Somebody says it's all open?
Yeah.
It's like
hey, the next morning it was all open, and then the voice comes right in.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't hear a voice there at all. I hear a noise, but I don't hear a hey you or any kind of a human voice.
Well, that's okay.
You know what you have to do, Eddie? You need to close your eyes when you listen to it.
Oh.
But I'm front-loading you, too. You know what I mean? I'm telling you what I think it says. But that whatever that is was not us.
Right.
And when we went back the next time, I didn't save my audio from that. I was too afraid.
Maybe one of your friends was holding back a trouser cough and then just kind of lost control there for a second.
It's quite possible. And it's not paranormal at all.
No, that wouldn't be paranormal. That would be hyper-normal. Especially for Jasmunda.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's something I heard, and I heard a voice at the time when it happened.
Really? So when it happened, when you were standing there, you heard something?
I heard something, but not where it is on the tape. It's very bizarre. You hear me, not that part. It's in a different part. You hear me say, oh my God, I just heard something. The voice comes in before, whatever that noise is, and then it comes in again after. Like it's trying to get my attention, whatever that was. And then...
So what you heard while you were there, is it the same as what you hear on the audio recording?
The same voice for sure.
Okay.
Positive. And what happened when that happened is I felt like a rush of air go by me. Like it was right next to me, whatever it was. It was
terrible. That's creepy.
It was very scary. And then when we went back and hiked there again the next weekend, we actually went into the mountain bike trails. We were on a paved trail when that happened. And I recorded all of that too, but I deleted it because we audibly heard stuff happen, all three of us. Like we heard a gate, we heard a swing set. There's nothing like that there. I mean,
is that supposed to be a haunted area or is it just like
super
a
super haunted?
Yeah, there was an asylum there. I mean, that's
yeah.
Yeah. That's a given, you could, I think.
And we were there in broad daylight and I'm telling you, we felt stuff the whole time. Like it was very unsettling at times. My one friend said she heard something talk to her. I was very consciously trying to block things that day. I didn't want anything messing with me because after I got that first little piece of audio, whatever it says, I know that's not there and I know it's not natural. So because I was there when it happened, it unnerved me and I quit messing with it.
That shit does really creep you out because I did an EVP test here in my house. I set up a microphone in my room and let it run all night just to see if I could hear anything or capture any EVPs. Now, I listened to the whole thing and I thought I heard a voice or some sort of a sound, but I think it was just me talking in my sleep or saying something in my sleep. But when I first heard it, I'm like, holy shit, there's another voice in my house. And it scared the shit out of me. I mean, it was really off-putting, and so I can understand that that feeling.
What did you say? Was it, oh, fucky, fuck.
Yeah, yes. Oh, Jasmunda.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So Camp CNP has a real story here in the chat room. She says, he or she, I don't know if they're, I'm sorry, I don't know your gender.
Tansy's a she.
Okay, so she worked in a surgery unit that used to be a pediatric ward, and one day when all the patients were gone, she was closing the place up by herself, and suddenly she heard this child yell for mom. She ran down, looked around, and there was no one there. And the place had been a pediatric ward in the 40s.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
One of those ghost investigators went to some place that used to be an old hospital for sick kids or something. And yeah, that's just creepy. I think they caught shadow person or maybe EVPs or something of children. But man, that is creepy as hell.
It scared me enough. I'm not messing with it anymore. I don't know. Like,
there's no way I can convince you to go back with your trusty recording device and get some more. During the day.
I'm just afraid of what I'm going to unleash, because what happened after that was that it's like once you open that channel, everything wants to talk to you. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, since I've had that experience, I have to actively push that kind of energy away from me. And I didn't believe in that before I did that. I was like, yeah, right, the Ouija board. Yeah, right, blah, blah, blah. No.
No, wait, did you play with the Ouija board when you were a kid?
No, I did not. I never touched them, but I think the same principle applies. I think when I did that EVP, because I asked something to talk to me, it did.
So you like opened a door.
Right. And even though I closed it when I left the park, I still feel like whatever's out there, for lack of a better term.
Are you sure you closed it?
I'm relatively. I'm just saying, I feel like I've now like set up an antenna that says, hey, you can come talk to me. Yeah. You know, and I don't want that. You know, I did it. That's what I get for doing it as a goof. But I'll tell you what, I definitely now feel like there's an afterlife. I mean, not that I was in total doubt before. I'm really derailing the show. I'm sorry.
No, this is fine. Really.
You know, I seriously now feel like I have confirmation, because something did talk to me. You know, I heard it. And when you hear it with three other people and we all heard sounds together, that's not just me. You know what I mean? So
plus you had a physical sensation as well. You said you felt something rush past you.
Yeah, and it got really cold towards the end too. There's another real quiet voice later on, but I couldn't tell what it was saying. And my friend and I are talking. There's this field stone. See, I'm getting chills talking about it. There's this field stone that used to be part of the entrance, and the entrance is real creepy. It looks like Auschwitz. It's terrible.
Oh,
that's not good.
That's not helping at all. So there's this field stone, and like right where the field stone is, it goes back into this play area, and we're like, really, you kids should be over here. There's like a picnic gazebo. The last time we were there, people were getting married in this place. I'm like, why are you getting married where there was an asylum? Like, this cannot be good for your marriage. You know, I mean, well,
can't be any worse in Vegas. No. Yes.
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't. Yeah. No, I say no, B-Dub.
Okay.
You know, I saw a thread that was posted about Art's little internet show, quote unquote. Did George Norrie really say that, or where did that come from?
Yeah, George Norrie did say that.
Was it George or Tommy? I'm not sure.
No, George. It was when Tommy had a stroke. Art on the air had wished Tommy well, and then I think that very night, George thanked Art for wishing Tommy well, and then George in turn wished Art well with his little internet show.
That's so passive aggressive and dickish.
I don't know if he said it like that, but he did say the words "little internet show." So,
we got little internet show.
We got a caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, nowhere in time calling in. I just wanted to follow up on some of the things you guys have talked about before, like the EVPs and going to places like sanitariums. There's a place in here in Newtown, Connecticut, called Fairfield Hills, which has since been also abandoned, but has a lot of the same stories coming out of it, people experiencing voices and sounds and shadows from buildings that have been long abandoned. It's just one of those places where, like, ghost hunters have been here, and then some other folks have probably tried to take readings here, too. The town's trying to reconstruct some of the buildings to try to sort of utilize the property, but they keep running into issues, too, like shadow people, crimping, pipe things. I mean, not that I can say it for sure. But when hearing you guys talk about, incidences, especially near places where, mentally insane were treated, it kind of just brought that whole thing up. The other thing kind of spooky about it for me, it's about a mile and a half as the crow flies from Sandy Hook Elementary. That kind of craziness happened. And then, of course, also it's about 2 miles as the crow flies from, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the wood chipper killing back in the 1980s that happened in Newtown. So for
what was that, though?
The wood chipper? Yeah, you guys never heard about that? There was Richard Kraft killed his wife, Hella Kraft, and disposed of her body using a wood chipper and chopped the pieces into Lake Zor, which is the Housatonic River.
Is that where the story from Fargo came from, was from that real-life incident?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that is an actual incident happened on Lake Zor during the blizzard. He was disposing of her remains using a wood chipper.
Wow.
And was discovered by a state plow. So, I mean, for me, I always kind of thought part of the reason why there's so much craziness in the Newtown-Sandy Hook area is because of Fairfield Hills. There's so much just negative vibes coming out of that place, even though it's been closed now for 15 years. So
you said,
I wanted to kick that into this.
You said a lot of the ghost hunters have come to that area to investigate. Do you recall the type of things that they find? Is it video, audio? Is it psychic feelings? What kind of evidence have they presented?
Psychic feelings, they've talked about that. There's not a lot of video. There is some audio. At this point, I don't have any prepped or able to refer you to it. But a lot of the times now, even when tourist types come to look in to take a look in some of these buildings because of the reputation, the cops are just, they've gated everything up and they're just chasing people away. They did permit some people to come in and do some overnights. There's a paranormal club out of Western Connecticut State that did some overnights there. Again, same thing, hearing noises, and they can't attribute to any kind of operation sounds in the building because the buildings don't have any power anymore.
Right.
So it's that kind of thing. And it's just, and hearing the whispers and hearing the bangs and hearing the sounds. It was just such a negative vibe coming out of that place. I think that's kind of what lends to the whole thing around the area.
Have you experienced that yourself personally? Have you gone up there?
No. I've been there a few times. We used to walk, my brother and I, on the trail there for exercise. He has walked by himself and has claimed, once the night gets a little bit dark out there, he's seen or heard a few voices type things, and nothing he's ever really thought. He's not a believer in the paranormal, so he doesn't really think it's anything like that. I personally have never experienced it, but I have heard stories from people in town who have.
You know what? That's really what it comes down to, is if you don't believe in the paranormal, then you're going to dismiss any of these sounds or noises or things that you see as being just normal or explainable. But if you do believe in the paranormal, then you're much more likely to attribute that phenomenon to something that is otherworldly.
Yeah, maybe it's a reach on my part, but I really do think that part of the reason is such a craziness that happens in Newtown between the shootings and the killings, and it's a weird place. It's like it's a nexus of weird stuff that happens.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, well, I mean,
right,
a history...
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for calling. You know, the story, the backstory, and the history of an area really helps out with that, too. I mean, like what Ponyboy said, kind of preloaded, made you believe that there was a possibility of something happening, so you thought that something happened. I don't know.
I'm not saying that we didn't charge it with being afraid. I think that I could pull something right now if I wanted to. I really think
you can pull this, baby.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, as soon as that
keep your
was
hands
out
on.
Of my mouth, I was
Well, I guess that does kind of sound out of context, because before the show, we were kind of joking around and having fun in that area, but,
In the sexy area.
In the very sexy lesbian area.
The pervy area.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start referring to it as that. The sexy lesbian area. I love it.
Did I just coin a cool little phrase for you?
You did.
Boy?
That's awesome. I'm going to get down with her sexy lesbian area.
Oh, dear.
And the show quickly goes in another direction.
Yes, it does. So back to the Art's little internet show. So do you believe that George was... trying to demean Art's project,
or
Midnight in the Desert?
Smart.
You think he was digging?
He probably thought he was being nice and being cute, and just said it and didn't. He was fucking clueless. That's what I think. Fucking clueless.
Okay. Jazz, what do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised either way. He seems to be the vindictive type, so but I also don't want to credit him with having any brain cells whatsoever, so six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Jeez.
Well, I saw that 9/23, September 23rd, came and went, and no end of the world. So have any of you guys seen... Whoa, what is that weird noise? Ponyboy, do you have your phone next to your computer there? Holy moly. I need to mute that. Ponyboy, can you hear us? Wow, I need to end the call there. I don't know where that's coming from. That's coming through the Skype channel from my co-host, but I'm not sure which person it's coming from. I'm pretty sure that's coming from Ponyboy. Let me end that call and call her back.
Oh.
Guys, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was coming through Ponyboy's setup because she's using Wi-Fi, so we lost her. Let me try to...
Well, that's unfortunate. She has to call back because that was a hoot.
She is. She's calling back.
We're
okay.
Having a blast.
Let me add to conference. Hello? Are you there?
It's still there.
Ponyboy, can you hear us at all? Yeah, we can't hear you. All we're hearing is just very, very loud buzzing.
That.
There we go.
Oh, that's much better.
You know what happened? My cat walked across the computer and unplugged my microphone. Sorry.
Jeez, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Bad kitty. Just like our bell. Just
bad,
like our bell.
Bad pussy. Too soon?
I knew it was going there. I knew it. Gotta talk to the lesbian and work the word pussy in there. I got it.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
next week, we're going to have Larry Flynn on. Actually, that would be a pretty boring show because that guy's like so near death. We'd just be like, and then you'd hear like an oxygen machine in the background.
That's not hot.
Have you guys seen the Larry Flynn documentary?
No.
Or the movie about Larry Flynn with...
I mean, the People versus Larry Flynn with...
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Courtney Love in that movie?
Uh-huh. Yes, she is.
Yes.
And she plays a strung-out heroin addict. So it wasn't much of a stretch.
Huge stretch.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Not White Crow.
Hey, hello, Not White Crow. What's going on?
Just hanging out on the porch here, guys. Lady, what's up?
That's Aldous.
This is
Aldous
Burbank.
Aldous.
Where you
miss
been?
You all. I've been around, man. I've been around. Been around the bend and under it. To the side of it, front and back of it, too.
I love your vagueness, sir.
Actually, I was just in Bend, Oregon. So, you know, it's true.
Yeah, you've been away from Belgium for a while.
Yeah, I've been busy having fun. You know, sometimes you got to do that for yourself.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say hi. I miss y'all. You sound good. It's great to have Ponyboy Sunset on there. How you doing, lady?
Good. How are you, Aldous? It's good to hear from you.
I'm pretty happy.
Me
Aldous,
too.
You said something about watching the blood moon with your eyes dilated. What, sir, exactly were you speaking about? All I could think is maybe you went to the eye doctor and had those drops put in and, you know, they dilated your eyes.
I believe in a diet rich in succulents. Can I just leave it at that?
Succulents. Succulents is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know I love the desert, so you got to make cactus a part of your everyday diet.
There you go.
Okay. A little peyote action there.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, I want to do that. Is it fun? I've never done it. Is it fun?
Absolutely not, but it's necessary.
Oh, I see.
Helps me out, you know. Keeps me a young 54, you know. So whatever. Got to do what you can when you... It's
speaking
like Mexican ginseng. I think of it like that, you know?
Mexican ginseng.
Mexican ginseng.
I like that.
Okay. Do you hallucinate on it, I'm guessing?
No. You know, here's what happens. I am tripping until I eat peyote, all right? And that pretty much gets me straight. So I have to do that for myself every once in a while because generally people are tripping. They're living in their mind. They're living in the future. They're living in the past. They're thinking all this shit, you know? And as soon as you stop that and show up, you can really have a fun time. And I believe in fun. But I know that's awesome. A vague answer, but really, not really. Just if you consider seeing your thoughts hallucinating, maybe, but really you're just seeing your thoughts.
That's a perfect Aldous explanation, my
yes,
friend.
That actually makes sense if you've ever done any hallucinogens.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
To quiet the mind, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously some people like are tripping in a better way than others, but children generally tend to seem like they're tripping all the time. They're just open to experience, you know? And I'm still like... the Aldous Huxley thing of we run a filter most of the time. And I believe the filter is partly necessary for survival, but it's not adequate for survival. How about that?
Too deep for me, man.
Well, good. Then my work here is done.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't come to a Gabcast to actually think about stuff.
Oh, man, that's thinking is hard.
Oh, no, don't strain yourself.
I was recently in the hospital, and they gave me morphine for pain. And I'd never had, like, straight morphine injected into my arm, and it was pretty intense.
What did it feel like? Was it like a warm sensation?
Yeah, it's kind of a warm sensation washed over me, and then I had these crazy fucking visuals.
Wow.
It was crazy.
B-Dub, did you have on morphine? What kind of visuals did you see? Did you see like geishas or like opium den scenes or what was it?
No, it was like I was watching my own little science fiction movie in my brain, and it was just crazy dark and just things morphing into other things and just so much detail I couldn't even begin to explain it.
So you were basically seeing your thoughts though, right?
Pretty much.
Well, yeah.
Could you taste colors?
No
wasn't that heavy of a trip, huh?
No. Well, what do they call that when you one sensation kind of takes over for another? I can't remember. That's
synesthesia or
synesthesia.
Yes.
Synesthesia. Yeah. So it wasn't like that, but it was. The visuals were crazy.
Is that when you can feel colors and taste sounds? You know, different pitches and tones give you a different sensation of taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like every Grateful Dead show I've ever been to. Yeah, basically that.
So what else is going on, Aldous?
We're sitting on the porch. We got a little toddler out here. Some ladies in the kitchen cooking. Life couldn't be better.
Are you going to have everybody at Bell Gab over for a little teepee session?
Definitely.
Wait, that sounds. I don't know. A teepee session.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Popping a teepee in my pants right now.
I don't know, but I'm going to try to go to Arizona next year. So.
Oh, Ponyboy and I have a date, if I'm not mistaken. Right, friend?
Yeah. I'm actually going to San Fran, too. I'm going to try to do both.
Yep. Well, I'll probably meet you there, and then, you know, we'll come up here together.
That would be awesome.
All right.
So, Aldous, how many Bell Gabbers have you met in total? In person?
That's a great question. I've got two that I see all the time and friends of mine. So there's a, you know, pretty much no degree of separation there. But then I have met the Ziznak in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Bateman in New York City. And another lurker who lives in Philadelphia called Snatch Squatch.
I think I remember that guy.
Yeah, it's or a girl. Okay. She's a lovely lady.
With Snatch
that is a
Squatch.
Great name.
Snatch Squatch, great.
And Chef Fist for sure. And KQXOED.
Nixied. I call him Nixied or Nixied.
Yeah,
the guy that does the posters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's see, how many are we up to? I lost track.
Yeah, me too. It's like five, four or five.
More than enough. How about that?
Yeah.
And then, but there's a whole lot of these cats that I communicate with that I feel like I know. Oh, let's not forget Miss Redacted. How about that one?
Right.
And that another is... one you another one you're forgetting, Mr. Art Bell.
Hey, that's right. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Good one, Jess. Good one. Yeah.
He's on top of things over there.
I have a hard time, like, still believing that Redacted and I went to his house. I mean, really, it's pretty surreal. It was all that.
Really? You still can't get your head around it, huh?
Really? When I listen to the show, and I'm like, wait a minute. We were in that studio? What the hell? It really is kind of weird, actually. It's like I would have dreamed that. It's just, you know, I used to have dreams that I was going to Art Bell's in Pahrump. I'm not kidding. I had that at least twice that I remember.
Well, it came true, man.
Yeah, it did. Well, anyway, I should probably go because I'm all out of material here and the drug talk is over. So it's nice talking to you. I just missed you all. I wanted to say hi. Didn't mean to take up a bunch of time. So.
No, that's cool, man.
It's all great. Good.
Aldous, before you go, are you going to be back on the live threads anytime soon?
I'm going to try tonight. Yeah, I'm certainly going to give it a shot tonight. I'm finally back home and drinking a little Crown Royal, and I should be able to sit still long enough to do that.
Nice. See you then.
All right. Love you, people.
All right, brother. Thanks, Aldous.
Adios.
Later.
Well, I don't know. I have a couple more things. I had a prank call that I thought I might want to play here, or do you guys have anything else you'd like to talk about, or should I wind the show down?
Well, is anyone concerned about where our fearless leader MV is?
Yeah, really.
Oh, well, he's got people running the helm. What does he need to be here for?
Really, he doesn't even need to be on Bell Gab anymore. He's got people, you know, doing his job for him.
I have people to do that for me.
Unpaid as well.
You're not getting paid, Jazz, to open up the live threads?
No, not at all. Should I be?
Yes. Of course.
Ask for some money, man.
I should be getting a cut of that sweet AdSense money.
Eh. All right, well, unless you guys have something else, I think it's time to wind the show down.
What?
We're winding down?
See, well, it just seems like it's kind of...
Every week, like Eddie's like ready to end the show as soon as it starts.
Well, you know what? Somebody needs to call us. I want to talk to people. They should call and talk to me.
623. Yeah,
you can ask. Oh, we'll give the phone number first.
623-242-2278.
Jocko Johnson wants to know, who is the girly girl host tonight?
That would be
Jasmine.
That's right, Jazz.
Way to throw yourself in front of the train there, Jazz.
You know, I'm all about self-deprecation. And self-defecation. Boom. Yep.
I don't want to be winding down. Yeah, people in the chat room are like, we're winding down. Well, then, you know, people in the chat room who are saying such things, yes, I'm looking at you, you should call.
I agree.
See if that works.
You can ask Ponyboy Sunset anything.
You actually really can, and I will answer it. Seriously.
Don't encourage her.
Come
this
on.
This is
going
to go from explicit to rated NC-17, like... No time at all.
You hear the crickets.
I might be able to get behind that.
I think MV is somewhere. I think he's mowing Art's lawn. He's got like a brand new zero turn radius mower, and he's just out there with he's got like a little sun hat on, and he's got like a sippy cup thing mounted on top of his hat, and he's sitting there drinking beer and mowing Art's lawn, listening to the radio, just happy pig and shit.
It just sounds so dirty when you say mowing Art's lawn.
Oh.
Pony boy, come on. This is a family show. God damn it.
Jeepers, Pony boy. We need to wash your brain box out with a bar of soap.
It's going to take so much more than that. It's
an engine degreaser. I think Tenko's got a product for just that job.
Oh, do they really? You know, and do you know what you guys don't know? That the forum is full of cougars. It really is. I know. They all talk to me.
Lesbian cougars? Are we talking about?
Oh, I wouldn't say they're lesbian. I would say a lot of them are bi.
Oh, bi cougars.
They fall into, they're not straight, they're not gay, they're just yes.
yes, exactly. And even the ones that are straight talk to me too. But the forum is way more interesting than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, no one ever talks to me about sex. This is I feel very left out.
Oh, people are asking where I'm from. Where do I live right now? I'm in Michigan, sir. Mm. And I'm gay.
You're on the air.
How's it going, everybody? It's Sheffus.
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Hey. Sheffus. Hey, guys. Good show tonight. Really kind of multiple topics and really, really good. But I was just curious if anyone caught the other night when Art he said, I've just been oh, I better not say that. I've got a message through the wormhole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was going to say, I've just been wormholed?
Yeah.
But he caught himself?
Yeah. He goes, I better watch the way I word that.
I didn't hear that.
Well, he's done that a few times. I think he even did that once during Dark Matter.
That's why I think he should change the whole wormhole name. It should be something else.
I think he should just steal Fast Blast back. I mean, he took the chase back. Just, you know,
I've been fast blasted. That could be misconstrued, too.
That's not any better.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
Or a time hole, or I don't know.
I don't think there is. There's nothing you can do that won't sound dirty.
Well, especially in this crowd.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, well, I think that now that the YouTubes are all set up, I've been watching every day to see how many people are viewing each YouTube and how many are subscribing to his channel. I think that's really going to help out quite a bit in terms of the marketing of the show. And it has to help, because if you just go to YouTube and put in Art Bell, still the new channel doesn't really pop up like on the first screen. But today it did. It finally did. And the one video that actually popped up was the one where he says, we're coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. But I've been trying to get telling Art and Redacted to sort of post them on his Facebook page, because that's the best way to get those videos out there. Is you need someone with a lot of followers to get it out there, and the sooner they sort of do that, you know, the more it gets shared.
How many subscribers does he have on the YouTube page, Jazz?
Within a week, it was over 1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you know, I even forgot to talk about that. That was kind of part of the Blitz number 2, right? And I believe that was your suggestion to Art to do that, right, Jazz?
Yeah, I made a suggestion to Art, and then Redacted, you know, got in touch with me, and I've had some sort of back and forth with her and with Art just about what they sort of wanted for it. And, we're sort of taking a few clips here and there, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever, just to give people a taste of, you know, not every show, but most of the shows. And we'll be doing a few first hour of the shows as well, to sort of give people a taste of the longer talk format of the show. Yeah, and it's really just so that people can share that on social media and either remind people that Art Bell is back and remind people who Art Bell is, and even give new people a taste of what they could be hearing instead of hearing what they have been hearing for the last 10 years.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of exciting things that are going to be happening. Number one, you have Art talking about the new stations that are going to be coming online, especially with the XDS feed. He has a big one in Las Vegas, and then one in San Diego that also covers Orange County and parts of Los Angeles. And so those are very, very big markets to be in. And also what's fascinating about the one in Las Vegas is they're going to be carrying Richard Hoagland's show right after Art. So Richard Hoagland's going to be on terrestrial station. So it'll be 5 hours to go up against coast to coast, three of Art and two of Richard.
Yeah. I really wish that, you know, for $8 a month, you should be able to listen to Art and RCH at that price.
Yeah, I agree. Charging
another $5 for 2 hours of, I mean, I really like Hoagland's show, but I'm not going to pay another $5 a month to listen to it.
You don't like it $5 worth?
No.
Beat-Up's is a tightwad. You guys didn't know that?
Yeah, why should I give more money to someone who's already rolling in it? Why would I do that?
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, and I don't think 2 hours merits the same price that
you
art.
You can't compare art and, yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's,
I do it to support the network, but.
Right, we just don't understand the business model and the costs associated, right? We just don't have access to that. So, what does it cost every month? What are the costs associated with putting on these shows and paying the music license? Not that Richard, I think, pays a music license. But, I just don't know. Are they making money or are they not making money?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about Art Bell. Art Bell's fine.
I know, but I'm just talking about the business itself, or you're just trying to have it maintain itself and be self-sufficient.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how many people are subscribing to Hoagland Show, but you just do the math. If he's got 1,000 people, that's $5,000 a month. I mean, he's not paying. He doesn't. If you listen to the show, you know he's not paying any kind of royalties for music, because I think everything he plays is either like stuff that people sent him or like really old music. Like, I think his theme song is like from like Forbidden Planet, which is probably public domain by now.
Yeah, it's like an old TV show theme, right? Or is it?
Well, it's an old science fiction movie score.
Okay.
So,
but are any of the employees paid? So when you say you have a producer and you have this person and that person, are these paid employees?
Yeah, that I don't know.
I don't know.
You would have to be. I mean, you would assume Redacted's getting paid. I mean, you wouldn't want to be for free.
Or Saucy Rossi too. I mean, he's producing.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't know if Saucy Rossi is getting paid. It's
you would think he'd have to be.
I would hope.
I mean, how could you do something like that for free?
I wouldn't work for somebody like that for free.
Well,
it might be just for like an internship. Do you know what I mean? Like just for the fact that you get the privilege of doing it, you know? The business isn't easy to break into, I don't think.
I would love to see somebody walk into an interview and say they were Richard Hoagland's producer and act like I was going to get them some kind of job, and then how hard the doors could slam on their ass when they walked out.
Speaking about that, I mean, Belgab seems to be like a repository for talent for Art Bell. I mean, he's taken Redacted, Jazzmunda's doing videos now, right?
I'm doing it as a hobby. It's not my full-time job.
Right, but I mean, he's taking people from Belgab, all the talent that's on Belgab, and he's using them, you know, to promote the show or to produce the show.
Now, even that programmer that made that helped them with the RSS feed and the different programming, and they're also working on an app for smartphones. I know that, and that one, I forget what the user's name was. He's a really smart guy. They helped him with the RSS, but he's also working on programming the app for Midnight in the Desert.
So that's where he went.
And look, go back 15, 20 years, he plucked Keith out of the audience as well.
Yeah, Keith was a listener.
Suppository.
Yeah, not a repository, but a suppository.
It's
tell
crazy.
Us what you really think.
It absorbs faster that way into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just shoots right in.
All right, Chefis. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I should have asked him what he thought about my recipe.
For what? Cincinnati chili?
What recipe?
No, the Martinez two-step.
Oh. What's the Martinez two-step? Does it involve raw chicken?
No, there's no raw chicken. So here's the recipe. This is in the Cooking with Chefis thread. This is the Martinez two-step. One, order pizza from Domino's. Two, beg the delivery driver to pick up some toilet paper for you. Three, complain bitterly about how the pizza was late. Four, if that doesn't work, pay for pizza with cash you printed off on your color printer. Five, switch back your address sign with your neighbors. Six, enjoy your free pizza while the Secret Service carts away your neighbor. I don't do a lot of cooking.
You know what I was shocked about? I was shocked to read that Folky has not listened to Art Bell. He really has been turned into a George Norrie shill, hasn't he?
He's gone to the dark side.
He hasn't been listening to Art Bell at all?
Yes, for someone who was such a big fan of Arts and just such a detractor of Norrie.
Shit.
Yep, I mean, there's no question about it.
A pair of glasses.
George Breeze. Fauci's a fan of Fauci.
You're on the air. Hello.
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 Star Mountain.
Hey, Star. What's going on?
Star.
Hey there.
Hey.
You sound
really
so good.
I really didn't have it. Huh?
You sound good, considering the last time we spoke.
I know. I think my headset was having issues. I'm not sure.
Well, you called in on a cell phone.
The last time we spoke, that's right, because my connection was down.
Right. You didn't have internet, so you had to call in on your cell phone.
That's right. I did call Wi-Fi and raise a little hell. I said, if it's going to go down, can you please at least keep it going down either Tuesday or Wednesday night? Keep it up those nights at least? And he laughed.
Because you've got plans.
As he what?
Because you've got plans, you need the internet those nights.
Yeah, I'm paying for it, dagnabbit. I didn't really have anything planned to say.
How dare you?
Except,
how dare you call the show and not have anything to say?
Oh, except Ponyboy Sunset is doing such a fantastic job. I hope you bring her back.
Isn't she lovely?
Thanks, Star. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. You've got the radio voice, so run with it.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, Star. Anything
else?
I'm
getting a bit of... No, that's it.
Is there an echo again?
Yeah.
It seems like there's an echo again. I don't know why.
An echo again?
Yeah.
An echo?
Hello?
Or like a delay.
Delay.
Yeah.
It's a delay.
Those damn delays.
Oh, damn delays.
All right, Star. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
A lot.
Good night.
So, anything Eddie, else? Did you say you had a prank call to play? Because I like your prank calls.
You guys want to hear that?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Okay, so another call from Windows Technical Department.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
And they...
This is Hadim from Windows Tech.
And I'm on a list somewhere, and they call, I don't know, once every week, maybe once every couple weeks.
They're just big fans of the show.
They love the show, and they're giving me plenty of content. So here is the call.
Excuse me? Are you the main user of the computer at your home?
Who is this calling again, please, sir? I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Who are you again, sir?
We are from Windows Technical Department, okay?
Oh.
Yes. Are you the main user of the computer at your home?
Well, there's two of us using the computer. I use it sometimes, and my roommate George uses it sometimes.
Okay. The reason of my call is to let you know that we are receiving some error and warning reports from your computer to our centralized server, which indicate that your computer has mistakenly downloaded some online junk and malicious files like spyware and malware. Are you aware of this problem?
I guess I don't really know all that much about computers.
You don't know about the computer?
Well, I don't know about malicious files or viruses.
Okay, this is not a problem. Just turn on your computer and I will show you, okay?
Sure.
Just turn on.
I'm turning it on right now.
Okay, then I'm transferring this call to my senior technician who will help you out.
What? What are you doing?
I'm transferring this call to my senior technician who will help you out further, okay?
Oh, I feel more comfortable speaking with you, sir.
I beg your pardon?
I feel much more comfortable speaking with you, though, sir.
Let me tell you, sir, my name is William Smith, and I'm the senior technician of Windows Technical Department.
Well, what happened to the other guy?
Sir, do you think we are trying to joke with you, or does we are? Do you think that we are trying to have sex with you?
What? What did you say, sir?
Wow.
Do you think we are trying to joke with you?
Did you just say that I think that you're trying to have sex with me? Is that what I can understand you said? Excuse me, sir. Could you please repeat that?
Hey, shut up.
Wow. No way.
George, is that you on the other line?
Yes.
No,
yes.
Oh, my roommate, he also uses a computer. He just picked up the extension because he uses a computer as well.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, George. Now, listen, these guys are trying to help us with our computer. They say that there might be viruses or stuff, so you need to listen and listen to what this guy has to say, okay?
I think you're right.
Excuse me, sir? These guys, are you still there, sir?
You think we're trying to have sex with you?
What?
That guy just like cussed me out at the end. I mean, you know that people are probably messing with him every second call, you know, every other call they make, because, I mean, they've been doing this for years, you know, calling people trying to extort money or scam money out of them, you know. But, so I was surprised that he said something about having sex with me, and that kind of threw me off the whole.
That was crazy.
The rest of the call, but.
Well, you have to buy me a drink first, but
I have another one that I'll play some other show, but I keep this guy on the phone for like 7 minutes speaking about my constipation issues.
very apt for the Gabcast.
I know, that's right. But I need to cut it down a little bit because I don't think anybody wants to hear 7 minutes of me.
I do.
We might. We might want to hear 7 minutes of you.
You're trying to spread it out there, Eddie.
Yeah, you can't blow our load all in one show.
I can't believe how quickly it escalated to sex talk. I mean, he pulled that out of nowhere.
I know.
Oh, yeah, right.
I know.
What a psycho.
So I'm looking forward for when they call again.
So what's your setup? When they call, are they calling your landline or?
Yeah, they call my home. Yeah, they call my home phone number.
And you've got that connected straight to your computer?
Well, it's connected to a... Go ahead.
Is there any scrambling you have to do at the time when they call and go, shit, I've got to get this all set up, or what happens?
Yeah, sometimes. It's just connected to an old cassette deck. And I have the phone and an exterior line set up so I can plug in my tablet that has my soundboard on it. So I'd have to scramble around and turn on the cassette deck and flip a switch and hit record.
Because I noticed you sort of said to the guy, could you just tell me why you were calling again? Was that because you hadn't recorded yet the beginning of his call?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he called and I started talking to him and then I went over and hit the record button. So I missed the beginning of the call. And then during, you know, the first part of the call, I had to plug in my soundboard. So there was kind of a, you know, you could hear the noise pop a little bit. When I plugged in the cord. But yeah, I mean, I was trying to set this up. I mean, I have a plan on how I'm going to guide these guys through the prank call, you know, bringing in the George Norrie soundboard, and I don't want to give it away, but, you know, getting them to opening up my computer and discovering possibly some things that might be on that computer that my roommate George, you know, might have been doing on the internet. But I'll just leave it at there. But yeah, these guys got pissed off and started cussing at me at the end of the call. So
that's funny.
You know, they hung up on me. So I do have a plan, and hopefully I'll be able to get through this. You know, this plan that I have when they call next time with the George Norrie soundboard.
I just want to find a way to call them.
I just want to applaud your efforts to fuck with these guys because God knows they deserve it.
They really do.
I mean, they're fucking dirt.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're preying on unsuspecting computer users old people who have no idea what, you know, viruses are or any of that stuff. They're even, you know, calling people in the UK. There's a guy that has a YouTube channel where he gets these guys on the phone and he's using an IP trace. He's recording the call. He's recording his, you know, video on his screen and he's finding who their internet service provider is, and he's sending emails to them, warning them that these guys are scamming, and, you know, because the internet service provider could shut these guys off if they realize that they're scamming people, you know, using their IP address.
If they're in America, they could call the cops.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, so, they're in India somewhere, but India has laws against, you know, scamming people on the internet as well. Mm. But
yeah, but when you say India has laws, you're using air quotes there.
Right, right.
Well, it's happening. It's happening. I get those same calls from those same guys in India. So
really?
Sort of worldwide. Yeah. I've received that exact call that you've received.
Probably that same exact script, too.
Maybe that same guy.
That same
with,
guy.
With the sex line, Jazz. Is that in there, too?
Oh, yes. Well, now that... Because, Eddie, you've actually inspired me, because now even when legitimate telemarketing calls come into me, if any of them can be legitimate, I have fun with them now myself, but I have no way to record it. So...
Because they call in on your cell phone or on your home phone?
They call onto my cell phone.
Right.
Can you record cell phone calls?
I think you can. I think there's an app, especially for if you have Apple. I'm sure there's an app where you can record both sides of the call.
I haven't gotten a telemarketer call in forever.
Consider yourself lucky, sir.
I don't get them either.
I must be doing something right.
Well, being on the national do not call list doesn't seem to help one iota.
No, that does not work. That we have the same.
That database has probably been hacked so many times that someone is passing around that database and selling it for like a dollar a phone number.
Yeah. Well, my number has been around for such a long time, and it's in so many different databases that these guys have it. And yeah, I get telemarketing calls all the time, and I would just get mad and hang up on them, and I do that occasionally, but now I just try to, you know, fuck with them and have fun with it, you know?
Mm.
To the benefit of the Gabcast.
Yep.
You are doing great work, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to Gabcast. Thanks, Jasmunda B-Dub, and special...
We need to let Pony Boy Sunset down gently.
Oh, well, that's okay.
She's still tripping hard from the adrenaline rush of being on the Gabcast.
Oh, I'm good.
Are you good? You're going to be all right?
I'm going to be fine, gentlemen. It was great.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Pony Boy. We appreciate it. If you guys would like to download this podcast or any other podcast, like the Michael Van Dieven's Radio Trainwreck, the Fret Files, Football Fan Podcast, or the Spec Sheet, you can visit ufoship.com and download everything you want right there. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody in the chat. Thanks to my hosts. Good night, everybody. See you next time.
Good night.
You've been listening to The Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Now get lost.